to peace. Hello, welcome to episode 110 of Soupy Start Live. He's Tim.
And he is Ray. And
there's like a weird third body in here.
Like someone's listening in on our conversation, Ray.
That would be me.
We have Matthew Toronto from BrawlInTheFamily.com. Welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
I know a number of our fans are also fans of yours, so should be a fun podcast.
Now, one of the reasons I'm going to love this podcast is because, Matt, to be honest, I know nothing about you at all. Now, are you the writer and also the artist? Is it just a one-man show?
I guess about 100% of them I've drawn and written myself, but I actually have some help from the other guy who does the site. His name is Chris Seward, and he does all the technical stuff on the site.
So it's similar to what Tim and I have going on, except Tim plays a little more integral of a role for us, I think. Okay, now, and how old are you, by the way?
I'm 24.
Yeah, it was funny because before we talked to you on Skype or whatever, Ray's like, well, he's not like 12 or anything, is he? Right? I mean, so when I heard your voice, I'm like, okay, he's past puberty. That's good. You know?
Now, so what made you want to start doing a webcomic? Because honestly, I don't know why we even began doing ours.
I'm the same boat. You know, I never really wanted to do a webcomic because there's too much pressure. You know, there's so much emphasis on that last panel, and oh, what if it's not funny? You know, It's like everything else is building up to that one defining moment.
That's a good comic right there. The third panel as a person has a lot more pressure on him than the other two of his friends before him. Yeah,
there it is. Comic personified. So I never really thought about actually doing a comic for a while until I started, as a lot of people might have guessed, these started off as doodles. I was bored one dateless Saturday, and I decided to draw a bunch of these weird comics just from my notepad and put them up on a website, IGN. Kind of surprised because everyone was like, oh, these are really good, you should keep doing these. A bunch of people had suggested I start my own site, and from that point it just kind of grew. I didn't have a title for the comic at the time, and I was thinking of all these things with Kirby and what should I name it. I eventually settled on Brawl in the Family because I figured I could only really go with Kirby for so long or be like, oh, there's another eating gag.
Yeah, I mean, Pac-Man has an endless well of comedy, as Tim has obviously brought out. So I don't think you're in any...
What's funny is when we first started our comic, we did have to kind of ask the question, like, do we really want to, like, corner ourselves like that and only be, you know, Nintendo-related? Yeah. And so we kind of made the decision, well, we're going to be kind of open to whatever. But it's kind of come back to that where we do mostly Nintendo or Sonic. Right. I mean, you're even more restricted than that, and you've got, you know, more comics up there than we do. So obviously there's enough material.
Well,
so
what helped me was I kind of grew to attach to these characters. I kind of had put them in certain characteristics, so they started to play off each other, and it sort of becomes this whole relationship with the characters, and that's kind of what I've liked doing as well.
Then they become yours, essentially.
Yeah, like
they
pretty
become
much.
You have your own flavor and style for those characters. So it's like, oh, if I want this kind of humor with Kirby and King Dedede, I'm gonna have to go to Brawl in the Family to find that.
Yeah.
So who would have guessed that now, you know, a year and a half later, you're doing like an 8-part Christmas spectacular for everyone to enjoy with like every character in the Mario universe almost possible.
Yeah, that sort of stemmed from what I was talking about earlier with the different characters. I wanted to see how far I could push this comic and see if people would still be interested and invested over the span of a month in this sort of hypothetical world where Mario is old and Peach has been kidnapped and everything has kind of fallen apart. And the reception has been really good, so I'm happy with what happened. It took a long time to do.
And I mean, that's what's nice about that is you get to spend a little more time with all those characters in a comic like that. Instead of just, oh, I'm going to throw in this quick little 1-2 punch kind of gag. It's like, well, I have a lot of panels here, so I get to stick in lots of little jokes and lots of little things characters say that wouldn't really be worth the whole comic.
Yeah, exactly.
And maybe even each comic itself doesn't really have a big punchline at the end, but the journey throughout it has made it worth the experience, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So how much of your readers' opinions affect the comic that you do? Because, for example, if we were doing like a 8-parter with a finale, you know, where it ends at some point, I would feel a lot of pressure about that ending because I'm like, I don't know.
What the fans are going to say.
And not just that, but also sometimes people predict certain things. and they it might happen to be something that you have planned, and they might say, it better not be this.
right.
Things like that. I mean, what can you really do? You can't listen to everybody.
Yeah, so exactly.
I think the best thing to do, and a lot of people have told me this whenever I would express concerns about this, is just what you've done has pleased people. People have been happy with what you've done. So you just have to kind of go with your gut a lot of times and mm-hmm. think of something that you think is funny or you think is interesting and just go with it, you know? Most of the time, people are gonna be happy. And if they're not, well, oh well, it happens.
Have you ever had any cases where you've put out something that you think is just great? And you're just like, oh, this is solid right here. And then no one likes it?
To some degree, yeah. I've definitely...
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you one of the webcomics that does everything perfect?
No, yeah, you never make a mistake, I'm sure.
It's just us. My bad.
I think a couple times, yeah, that's happened. And there's also been the reverse that's happened, which kind of surprised me, where it's a comic I don't think is really that great.
Right.
But
yeah.
People really like it. And I know you guys have had the same kind of thing, because I've listened to several of your podcasts. And I remember Ray saying that when he puts up a comic, he usually waits for the first couple of comments before he goes to bed.
Bad idea.
No, they come quickly is the problem. It's like, I'll post it. I'm like, all right, time for bed. I'll crawl in my bed. Mm-hmm. Like, new message. I'm like, oh, frick. All right, I'll open up the first comment, and it's like, meh. I'm like, hey,
meh. I just spent 10 hours on this. Meh.
Yes, exactly. This is our lives, guys. I mean, this is what we live for. But
Tim and I, you and I have thought about doing maybe some longer stories sometimes. I know you had kind of an idea for a much bigger scope. The comic, you know, four comics or whatever it was supposed to be, and it was pretty involved, and I'm like, I kind of want to do that, but
if it doesn't come out right,
we're screwed. Second of all, if it comes out really, really well, we just put up a new level of standard right there.
It's like
how are we gonna pass that? And I think with your, what was it, 150th comic or 200th comic with the music,
Old Dominions, yeah,
that was spectacular.
That was
thank you.
I've been overjoyed by how great that comic was and by how well received it was too, but at the same time I fear for your life, because I'm like, are you ever going to be able to match that? You know, I mean, I hope you do, clearly. Mm-hmm. I mean I
definitely have worried about that, actually, after I put it up and everyone's like, oh man, this is gonna be great, I can't wait for comic 300.
Right.
Oh. Like, what? Oh, man. Ode to Minions, I gotta talk about that for a second.
Sure.
The song itself took about 15 hours and the comic itself took maybe, I don't know, over 40 probably.
Wow.
So the whole thing was just a lot of work, and I kind of thought maybe I can do one a year, but I mean, it's a lot of work, and I know people are going to compare it to Ode to Minions, so that
right,
might be kind of
yeah.
difficult.
Do you backlog comics? Like, do you try to get a bunch of simple ones done to fill in?
Usually I'm doing one at a time. Right now I'm kind of getting a couple ready, just because I'm taking a small break right now, and I'll start updating again on Tuesday. So
oh, don't say that word.
Ready at that point.
Tuesday?
Oh, break.
The word Tuesday?
No,
well, that's a bad word, too.
Tuesday and break. Those two there.
Ray, I think we might have good news for you on that front for this week.
Really?
Wouldn't you say, Matt?
I think so.
Oh, my gosh.
I think we're gonna give you a one-week break. No, you're not going to get paid this week, Ray. And Matt, you're not getting paid either because you're just a guest trip.
What?
But yeah, Matt's going to give us a guest trip. I have no idea what it is.
Don't worry. It'll only be the most offensive thing we'll ever have on the site.
No. Yes. We all know how Brawl in the Family is dirty.
Listeners don't understand how overjoyed I feel right now that I get to take a week break.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Matthew. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Well, I think it's going to be in blue and white, like the usual kind of Brawl in the Family colors. And it's going to involve you two. So.
Sweet.
I love that band.
Bono
right,
in the end.
Right, yeah.
But yeah, I'll send you the rough sketch of it.
Great.
And see what you guys think.
Well, send it to Tim. I want to leave a surprise. I want to be able to enjoy a Wednesday morning like everybody else normally does.
That's what I do too. Is I wake up Wednesday and I see what the comic looks like, because I have no idea normally. It raises up so late doing them.
And that's not always how it used to be either, because we used to stay up late together, Tim. Well, let me rephrase that. We used to talk about the comic a lot the night before it comes out, right? Can be like, all right, can we change this? Can we tweak this? I'm like, yeah, totally. I got all night.
Yeah,
man. I got all night. Now it's like, man, you're in bed before like I'm even done with the first panel.
Tuesday night's like my late night up, only to be like in spirit with you. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna at least stay up till midnight tonight, because I know Ray's gonna be up another 4 hours. So
right,
I gotta be up, you know.
But. Well, hey, Matt, do you want to kind of go on a little ride with us throughout our podcast here?
Yeah, sure.
We hate to just kick you off.
I'll stick around.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun. So, and I'm sure we'll get back to all kinds of things about Matthew over time, just because, frankly, I won't be able to let go thinking about how much easier he has it in life. By the way, Matt, are you? I'm jealous. Trust me. Hey, I assume the comic is not primarily all that you do, right? I mean, are you going to school or are you working or what's the situation
I finished college in 2008. And I got a graphic design degree, believe it or not. But like doing a lot of music-related things. For about a year, I taught a choir class at a school. I also do these church jobs. I play piano and sing for various churches during the week.
Oh, very
and
nice.
And do funerals and things. So that's kind of what I'm doing right now. And I'm hoping that either my comic or something else can help me one day land a job in the video game industry, which I'd really like to do at some point.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you and Ray have a lot in common, it sounds like.
Yeah, this is a little creepy, actually. It's like the...
Don't dump me, Ray. Don't dump me.
Yeah, Ray, I know you compose music as well. And
I do,
so I guess you want to be in the game industry, too. Maybe one day have a Lace game or something.
So, yeah, hey, when you make it in there, do you want to give me a call or something, you know?
Yeah, maybe
hey,
should.
don't forget about me here. I'm a programmer. I'm a programmer. I can make your games for you, all right?
Maybe when you give me that call, I'll be like, all right, I want to help you with that game. I want to help you with Liz. But first, can you do my comic this week? That'd be great, actually, if you could fill in real quick. Yeah.
It feels like the first week we can't do it is like, that's it. We're never going to do it again. So that's why we can't take a break.
That's
you know?
The death of Toopy Star right there.
It's kind of like we're in the ocean, you know, and we're like, we're kind of slowly drowning, but we have just enough energy to poke our head up above water one last time. It's like, well, I did get one more breath, you know? And it's
you
like,
feel that way too? I mean, I feel that way.
Come on, man.
I think this is a common thing, right?
Well, it gets I mean, it's a responsibility at this point, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
Yeah.
Once you put yourself out there and there's fans, it's not like, I can just do this when I feel like it, you know?
Right.
So,
the most painful part is when friends invite me to do things Tuesday night, you know, like really fun things. I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't. I have to go drown myself. You know? Like, that's like I'm forcefully putting myself in the water for one last swallow. Yeah. Anyway,
but I'll tell you what, one of the things you guys do that I don't think I could ever do is have reader comments on the front page with the comics.
You know, I was gonna ask about that because you kind of keep it secret in the background with your message boards, right?
Yeah, I guess I'm sort of self-conscious about what people will say, and it might affect the tone of that comic forever, you know, whenever people read through it in the future.
Absolutely.
So, I don't know. I mean, I like getting feedback, you know, don't get me wrong. Even the negative feedback will help me, you know, improve, ideally.
Yeah, I would say this. People who really want to tell you you're doing a good job, they'll go out of your way to make sure they can do that. You know, whereas people who just want to flame these little trolls that run around, it's like, oh, hey, comment box. Oh, sweet, dude, you suck. You know, like, thanks. Yep. So it's almost like a little protective gate, because I would say our Tiger Woods comic, tone has been changed forever. I mean, I can't tell you how many people, just friends that have come up to me or sent me messages like, hey, that Tiger Woods comic is great. I don't know what your fans are talking about. You know, it's just really funny. Like they're kind of starting to create this divide of what a true Toopy Start fan is, or like what true Toopy Start should be. It's really weird. That stuff freaks me out.
It's really tricky because a lot of things aren't going to appeal to everybody. And I've kind of experienced that myself. Usually with comics that reference older games, like old NES games and things, people don't quite get them as often.
We had that this week.
You know what? Let's bump into comic talk here.
Let's do it.
Sorry.
This week we had Sorry to Burst Your Bubble.
The first proposal to Ray was more about the laziness that can ensue because of this crutch known as the bubble. I mean, when I play with my brother, one of us gets way far ahead in the castle or something, and the other one's like, nah, I'll just go in the bubble and catch up later. You don't lose a life. In fact, you don't even lose power-ups. You actually do keep your power-ups, Ray.
Wow.
You thought, yeah. No, there's no penalty at all as long as not everybody goes in the bubble at the same time, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So it just breeds this laziness. So the idea was like, you know, Mario's on the couch and he wants to reach for the remote or something, and he's like, I'll just go in the bubble and kind of scoot one cushion
over to it. Yeah.
Or a puddle, and he doesn't want to like step over the puddle. So it's like, okay.
Yeah.
So
I want to get a beer from the fridge, and Luigi's like, hey, get off your butt and get it yourself, bubble. You know?
Right.
Like,
right.
So, and I was like, I really like that. And I was basically about ready to start doing that.
And then I was like, well, there was this other thought too. And the idea, of course, Bubble Bobble, if you don't know know what bubble bobble is, you're just an idiot. I mean,
oh my gosh.
No, I don't mean that. That's a mechanic in the game bubble bobble. So I thought, hey, what if they were like on the sideline, kind of like this was their job, you know?
Yeah. And I forget who it was, but one of us was like, wouldn't it be funnier if it's like, this is not what they thought they were getting into.
Mm-hmm,
you know?
Yeah,
they thought they were going to have a bigger role in this game. And we're like, yeah, that's the comic right there. Let's do it. And then it became, well, is it many, many panels? Do we have one panel where it's four player and then you zoom out a little bit, see them on the far right side? And I think the way I set it up kind of confused it a little bit. And I became, I think, more fixated on making it look good than getting the joke just right.
That kind of crossover humor is sort of, it's really thinking of these relationships between characters in different ways. And it's just a lot of fun to do and to read.
Yeah, that seems to be something that we've been stuck doing lately.
Yeah,
I'm not sure why. It's like everything that we've been doing lately is like, hey, look at this character in a whole new light. Like,
yeah, there you
see
go.
That? Oh, you never knew because it was this, huh? You know, like it used to be jokes like PS3. How about we watch Million Dollar Baby? That seems fitting, right? Like, it's a completely different kind of humor in general. Like, it's weird. And so, like, Tim, what you proposed for the next comic, I'm like, this is more of the same right there.
I don't mind it.
I think it's great.
I think we're maybe finally figuring out what we enjoy. To be honest, this is going to make you very happy, but I like one panel comic because if you can get the joke out in that single panel, it's just this nice little nugget, you know?
There's also no time involved. When you have things move through multiple panels, it's like time is passing. And so with a single panel, it's just like a snapshot. Yeah. And you get to kind of infer everything else.
I think the comic we did that probably perfectly with was Cold Cold Mountain. You know, it's like it's that one panel. There was the subtle part of the humor, and it was just, I think it was done just right, you know? And so if we can do more of that, I mean, you'll be happy with the amount of artwork you have to do, and
yes, yeah,
I'll be happy with the jokes we pull off. So yeah. I personally hate the bubble, just you know. I think the bubble's ridiculous.
First of all, there's no penalty. And second of all, it's unlimited.
Yeah, you should maybe do it once. Do it once in a level or something.
Yes, exactly. Or like have a different mode for that, you know, like, oh, free play mode. Then you never run out of lives and you have bubble mode activated. You just get to mess around for a while. But I mean, that's what I really don't understand about like the continues, for example. Why the heck are there continues in that game?
The continues are sort of an outdated concept by this point for a lot of games, because it used to be you get a certain number of continues to beat a game.
It's like games nowadays are like checkpoint every 3 freaking seconds.
Like, oh, yeah.
It's like, it's the most insane thing to me, where it's like the thought of them having to play a level once more, you know, like frustrating. It's like when Mega Man 9 came out, people were like, what? I have to start at the very beginning of the level, even though I didn't make it to the halfway point. You know, like, first of all, they're at least giving you a halfway point.
Right.
Second of all, that's part of the challenge. Mega Man would not be the game it is if you just had a checkpoint every screen you went to.
Yeah.
A game like Prince of Persia, there's no lives. And when you die, you just respawn exactly where you were last
right.
time you were standing
right.
on your feet. So it's like there really is no challenge left in it at
yeah,
all. It's
exactly.
It's like a movie. It's like, well, you pause the movie and you went and you got a snack out of the fridge, but we'll let you keep watching from where you. It's like that's
yeah.
all it is. It's kind of going through the motions. And I mean, yeah, the continue thing. I mean, that spawns from the arcades when you actually had to put a coin in. That's your penalty, is you're spending
right.
more money because you suck,
yep.
you know. But
no, not because you suck, because they made it so that you will die.
Yeah,
I mean,
well,
that's really
yeah.
more.
You get
what
to
it
a
is.
Boss, and then it's like, well, you're gonna have to die at least 4 times here. That's an extra buck, you know.
I mean, I know as much as they wanted to make New Super Mario Bros. Wii a much more difficult Mario game, they still didn't really close all the exits on that. You know, they still
had to put in things that would.
Yeah, it's like we're still gonna let the last castle be the lamest thing you've ever played. You know. All right. Anyway, for every great comic comes great comments. This week's suggestion box is no difference. My comment of the week is going to go to the Mexican gamer who said, I showed my college psychology professor your website, and the reaction was priceless. He spent the first hour watching your podcast and then started to download them on iTunes. I even got some extra credit for it. I believe I owe you thanks. Keep up the great podcast, Tim and Ray. P.S. I feel your pain with the Xbox 360's menus.
Very
thank
nice.
You very much.
Showing the t-shirt.
Where was that professor when
yeah.
I was in school? Honestly. Hey, did you check out this lolcat video? Oh, that's great. Extra credit. Thanks.
Easiest class ever. My comment of the week is going to go to Fluffy Panda, but I got to preface it with a gastronomic gamer's comment. I like the idea, but I don't like the execution. I think that it would be more powerful if it was all silent, textless, and showed the Bubble Bobble people looking for work and the job listings, going in for the interview, talking and laughing with Miyamoto in the hallway, then finally the comic that you drew, one making Luigi into a bubble, the other one simply looking pissed off. Fluffy Panda's response was, So you want Ray to emit a speech bubble and replace it with 6 frames of complex artwork?
Yes.
Demanding much? It was just great to me. But
I
read Gastronomic Gamer's comment. I'm like, that is really funny. I'm picturing it in my head. It is great. Mm-hmm. It's just that we don't have, you know, a month to do one simple joke like that, you know?
Right.
And, that's where Matt, you'd come in, you know, really
handy.
Yeah,
that's why it's nice to have that simple style.
Yeah.
You can
Dang
preface
you, Matt.
You should preface all of our comics with like 5 or 6 setup panels and then let Ray draw like the last
just
one.
Just do the final one. Boom.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not a bad idea. Looks like it's time to rise from your grave.
Rise from your grave.
Boy, I hope you guys are ready for this. We're going to trade off. Would you like to help us out on this, Matt?
Sure. This is from BCal1020. He says, "No, I will not be that guy to say first. I will be the first to rise from my grave."
Rise from your grave.
So, hey everyone, I'm BCal1020, and I'm rising today. The first comic I read from you guys was the Dancing with the Stars one. I started actually keeping up with your comics weekly at the Paradise Lost one from July, and I've been reading your comics and listening to your podcast ritually since then. Thanks for creating the best video game-related webcomic on the internet. Besides Brawl in the Family. And keep on being awesome, if you will.
It doesn't say that.
Yeah,
it does.
I mean,
I see it right, it's right there.
All right, we have Deadpool 2, who said, "Rising from my grave."
Rise from your grave.
NCG Podcast 97 is broken. That's very informative. I'm rising from my grave. By the way, you got a broken link. Fix it. Don't worry, I fixed it.
He probably wanted to leave a comment letting know it was broken. And I was like, oh, wait, this is my first one. I better grave rise.
Maybe I should leave broken links up there more often so we get more grave risers.
Our next grave riser goes to GatorSteph202, said, "I think it's time that I rise from my grave. I've been reading 2BStar comics. Said I heard about them on my favorite Nintendo site. My favorite comic would be the Penguin Suit Mario. Poor baby penguins.
Yes.
This week's comic was hilarious since when playing Super Mario Bros. Wii, I always abuse the bubble function to get through a level faster. It's funny that bubble bobble makes the bubble because you'd never think that Mario had the ability himself. Keep up the good work. You guys are great."
Our next grave riser is Lay Laps, who says, "Hey guys, just wanted to say that I'm rising from my grave.
Rise from your grave.
Rise from the grave.
I've been reading your comics since last summer with the Let's Tap How original comic. I love your comic because you guys are consistently funny, have great artwork, and always pack in nice little hidden jokes. My favorite comic is Echo Chrome Auditions," that's a great one, "which I printed out and slipped into the plastic cover on the back of my physics binder last fall. You guys are awesome, and keep up the good work."
Do you remember those days of putting things in your binder, cutting out magazines?
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Back oh, yeah. Yeah. Good old
nice,
times.
Nice to know that somebody did that with our comic, you know?
Yeah.
That's a good feeling.
This is a nice one. The 22nd Quincy writes, "Hey guys, rising from my grave.
Rise from your grave.
It feels good to rise from my grave.
Rise from your grave.
I'd rather rise from my grave
from
than
grave.
Not rise from my
grave,
grave,
from
grave,
grave
if
from
you know
grave.
What I mean.
Partially.
I should have risen from my grave rise earlier,
grave.
But I am rising from my grave
rise
right
your
now.
Grave.
Well, that was my comment, just to say I was rising from my
rise
grave.
From your grave.
And finally, our last grave riser is the Sprite Master. Grave on the rise. After reading the comics for almost 5 months now, I've decided to finally make it known that I do exist. Love the podcast, liking the comic this week, and wondering if Ray heard the latest Project Needle Mouse update.
Why did you have to mention that? You know, Ray, just so you know, I only have another, you know, few hours till...
Matt, what's your thoughts on Project Needle Mouse? How about that?
I'm not really particularly optimistic about really anything Sega does at this point, but I think it's a step in the right direction, but I'm skeptical because it seems like they're listening to people and they're fixing what they think needs to be fixed, but it's not what actually needs to be fixed.
Right. But yeah, the latest news about, look, we rejected all these, like, they basically came out with a list of characters that could be playable, and they're like, we're going to remove one, you know, per day, basically, until you see who's actually going to be in the game. And of course, it resolved with just Sonic.
Took them all
and
out.
It's like,
yeah.
Thanks. Yep. Really, that's kind of sad, honestly, that you have to even do that. Like, that,
well,
that's
like,
even, like,
something
like, to
look... When have you been excited that a game only has one playable character? That's a sad state of affairs for the Sonic franchise when that's what we're so excited about.
And similarly with Sega, Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing or whatever, like, look, it's great you have all these characters, but this is not Soul Calibur, okay? Like, Soul Calibur is established as this is a fun fighting game. So when you announce new characters, I'm excited. Like, oh, cool, now I get to play as this one too, because I expect all those other ones to be there.
Yeah.
For a brand new game where it's like, hey, look at all these new characters we're putting into this new game. It's like, yeah, does the game play well, by the way? Because like, that's kind of what I'm more worried about than whether or not Toe Jam and Earl gets in it, or Knights needs to be in it, or whatever.
Knights needs to be in it. If you haven't signed the petition yet, please sign the petition. Please.
The game's only going to be out in a couple weeks. It's important you sign the petition now for full effect.
Hey, are they putting any Skies of Arcadia characters in there?
Not that I know of.
Oh. Well, that's a missed opportunity.
Problem for me is, like, you got so many different styles of game that you're putting into this one game.
Yeah, like, you're right. Because in Brawl, it makes sense that these people would get together and fight with each other. You know, like, that makes sense. But to have them all get in cars and start racing.
Yeah, they're like in these little tiny...
Like, okay, a House of the Dead zombie, really? Like, driving around his little moped or something? Like, what's the deal here? Like,
weird.
that doesn't quite work out.
Because they don't really animate much, you know? It's just, they're just kind of sitting there, so...
They are actually pretty well animated, I will say.
But with a fighting game, it's like, oh, that's cool, the zombie, you know...
Yeah, like, the zombie wants to show up and kill other people. It makes perfect sense,
yeah,
you know? Like,
yeah.
There's actually reason for him to be there than, like, driving a car around. Like, zombies are pretty smart, apparently. That's the one thing I've noticed lately.
Zombies are pretty popular, let's put it that way.
For as being as dumb as they are and just wanting to eat brains, like...
Boy, that's off topic. So, what now?
It's time for the dreaded Black Doom Award. Each week, Tim and I and Matt now both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the most atrocious character Sonic Team has ever created, Black Doom.
Ah, yes.
I've got to say, I think I'm going to let Matt go first, because I don't think I really have a Black Doom Award.
Ugh.
Life's, you know, when you have a new girlfriend, life's pretty good. It's a little hard to it's a little hard to think about the bad things in life.
I'm not sure if you guys have been listening recently to all this sort of hubbub going on about third parties getting all cranky.
Oh,
lately,
yeah.
But Ubisoft has decided to pretty much move their focus from the Wii to more of the 360 and PS3, and then, you know, I mean, that, I guess that's not really a big deal, but it's really more of what they said, and it's pretty much that the Wii can't sell third-party games is what they're saying, which might have a point if they had bothered to actually release anything that was really good on the Wii.
Right.
And I think this is pretty hypocritical from the company that, you know, makes the Imagine Parties Babies games.
Right.
And then we got like five Rayman Raving Rabbids games.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, those I guess are fun enough, but I mean, they can't expect them to pull in like Assassin's Creed 2 numbers.
Right.
Yeah, the only franchise that stood out at all on the Wii for them, I think, was the Rayman Raving Rabbids franchise. And they kind of killed it, you know? Like,
absolutely.
The first one was like, that was okay. I mean, there was some funny things.
First outing for launch title on the Wii, I can go with that.
Right, it was a first attempt. It's like, you could build off of this, you know, in some good ways. And, it was like, well, we got to put one out every year if we're going to keep making money.
Right.
And even though they were all really, you know, half done, they just kept doing, oh, there's a balance board out now? Okay, we're doing a balance board one.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
And the thing is, that one was well advertised, you know? I think I feel like most companies, they're not out there pushing the games like they are on the 360 and the PS3. Like,
yeah, I mean, the fact is, if they make something that's really good and people know about it, it's going to sell well. You know, I just don't feel like they've been putting a lot of effort, and it feels that way with kind of a lot of third parties that like to just say, oh, Wii gamers are casual, they're not going to buy stuff, as just kind of a scapegoat not really putting in 100%. I mean, we got a Turtles game that was supposed to be a 20-year anniversary, and it doesn't have Bebop and Rocksteady. It's got three rags that are playable.
I know, what the heck?
I mean,
I've already been all over that. I mean, okay, listen, third parties, I got the answer for you. You want your game to be successful on the Wii? Here's what you got to do. First of all, it doesn't matter what you make, okay? Just make a title screen, call it good. Then call up Nintendo and be like, hey, Nintendo, do you mind if we include a Wii Remote with this game?
Right.
And then just sell it. And I guarantee you it'll probably beat Wii Play in the process.
Well, my Black Doom Award's going to go to Reggie.
Reggie?
Got to hand it to Reggie here.
Gentlemen and ladies.
Gentlemen and ladies. Yeah, here's the thing. They're talking about the Netflix streaming coming to the Wii now.
Right.
And the fact that there is not going to be HD streaming, which is not a surprise, seeing as the Wii doesn't do HD, which is fine. I mean, it is what it is, right? I mean, you're getting a free service that you didn't have before, so I'm not complaining about that. But he comes out and he says, look, over 26 million consumers have bought a Wii. The consumer is saying, for them, the quality of the visual is not nearly as important as the overall entertainment. Now, here's the problem with that argument. I mean, yes, they bought the Wii for other things besides the visual, but to say that people that buy Wiis don't care about HD graphics, it's completely unrelated.
That's a good point. I was actually going to stand against you on this, but you solved it yourself right there, because as far as gaming goes, I think Reg is absolutely right.
Correct.
Yeah.
But you're right. You're right. I mean,
here's the thing. Just because you bought a Wii doesn't mean you don't have an HD TV, right?
Right. Right.
So if you can stream Netflix, and you had an HD TV, would you prefer
to stream it HD?
Of course.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's fine to add the service, but don't say, well, these people don't care about HD.
Yeah.
No, we would love to see Wii in HD. Just so you know, I would love that.
It's a sad ending to a show, Tim.
I'm sorry.
Well, I got a question for you, Matt.
Yes.
Normally, we end the show with Musical Misfits. I'm going to give you an ultimatum, though. Would you prefer to give us a Musical Misfit of your own, or would you prefer to play one of the songs that you've done?
Oh, that's a good option.
Well, I did have an idea for the Musical Misfit. I was thinking maybe I could spread the love for Mother 3 today.
Sure, yeah. Sounds great.
It's a battle theme called Intense Skies, and it's from the GBA, so the sound chip isn't great, but the quality of the composition itself and pretty much all the music in the game is really superb.
Well, I guess, what, is that the show then? It's over?
Well, Ray, do you have a favorite Brawl in the Family comic?
It's hard to say. You've got a lot.
Yeah, a lot more than Ray.
Do you have... Oh, wow. Wow.
All right.
Do you have one, Tim?
I was going to mention, I think one of the more clever ones I've ever seen that I enjoyed quite a bit was flower picking.
Oh.
With Kirby comes up to the flower. Oh, flower. And he pulls it a little bit. Oh, Pikmin. A little more Diglett. Little more Wiggler, and to me was just super clever. And
I would say probably my favorite one would have to be the Metroid comic, where you go through each level, you have it mapped out.
I think it's called a Metroid Adventure.
Yes,
and it's one of the more recent ones, 180 something.
185, yeah.
Definitely really enjoyed that one. That was great.
Oh, thanks.
Well, Matt, I virtually shake your hand and thank you for being on a show. And
all right, it's been my pleasure. By the way, I was just wondering, you guys like check the joystick polls every week?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I go there sometimes, but I try not to check it too much because just like everyone just says whatever comes to mind.
Yeah,
there,
totally.
It's sometimes kind of discouraging, like a lot more than what you would find on your own site, you know?
Right, yeah. It's been weird because they kind of been giving us the shaft a little bit lately.
A lot of the comics on there is sometimes just kind of woo.
Yeah.
I don't know about this one.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to sound like too uppity or anything, but I mean, I found that when... I usually put up two a week, and for some reason, Joystick often picks the one that I don't want to pick
up. Yeah. Yeah, sometimes it's like, who's picking the comics exactly? Is it the same seal that makes up the Family Guy episodes? You know, like, I'm trying to figure out how that works.
With the idea balls.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
You think that's bad?
Oh gosh, don't get me started on that. Oh, dude.
At a time I was at a Mexican restaurant with Gary Coleman.
I can't tell you how many friends I have. Like, you don't like Family Guy? I'm like, should expect me to not like Family Guy. Like, it's just like, but it's so funny. I'm like, it's too random. And they're like, yeah, but the times, like, they're like, I agree. The times where the random is actually connected. I'm like, oh, you mean like a real joke? Like, oh, exactly. That's what I want from that show, is when they actually link things up that deserve to. Yeah. Anyway.
I'm gonna take a kind of a leap here and say that the people that like Family Guy probably don't like our comics very much.
That's them be fighting words.
Well, I'm just saying, it's pretty different
styles of humor.
Types of humor.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the one, I can already think of one person, aka my girlfriend, who would disagree with you there.
Oh,
she's one of the people questioning me. You don't like Family Guy? I'm like, oh, this is gonna have to end right now, isn't it?
No.
it's been a good couple weeks, but sorry.
That's a deal breaker right there.
Like, I know you said Sonic 2 is better than Sonic 3, but listen, like, I can't live my life.
This one, yeah, it's too important.
I mean, random humor can be funny when it's done right. When it's like, it's just like, there are those occasions like, wow, this is so random, it's great. Like, It gets so random, it's hard to think of anything that could possibly ever be more random than that. You know, it's not just it's random, like I drew names out of a hat, but like, wow, these randoms are so random that they are particularly picked to be that random. You know, like, that's where it's really funny to me. The other kind of humor that's really, I think, overdone lately is awkward humor. I see this a lot, like on The Office, for example, or it's like a lot of it's like someone says it just blurts out something really, you know, offensive or really out of place, and everyone pauses and everyone looks around, and then they're like, okay, now or something. Yeah, it's like okay, I get, you know, awkward humor can be funny if it's done right, but just saying something random and then like Jim turns to the camera and gives a look, you know, it's like, I got it. Like, this happens all the time. Can we do this for real now? Like, can we make this awkward for the right reasons?
And Matt, now you're getting a taste of how Ray analyzes everything.
No, it sounds a lot like the kind of things that I kind of vent about too.
Right. It's just, except when I do it, it's in a much higher pitch is the problem. That's that's what makes it stand out, is it pierces through the walls into other people's houses. All right. Well, hey, Matt, it's been a pleasure. I do need to be running here, but it's been great. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh yeah, thanks for having me. Sorry I kept you guys so long.
Oh, not a problem.
You're not the problem.
All right. Well, that'll do it for this edition of To Be Start Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic and every Monday for a brand new podcast, just like the one you heard here, except better. With that, he's Tim.
He is Matt.
And he is Ray. There we go.
Yes. And we will see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, maybe one day you guys can do a Kirby comic of your own, and then we can take a break. You can have a guest strip on Brawl in the Family.
You know, we did one comic like that, and we got a lot of comments like, "That's like a Brawl in the Family comic."
Yeah, how
so.
Dare you take his joke?
I'm sorry. I guess
he's
I
already done that like 50 times.
You can't draw Kirby.
Yeah, Kirby is apparently now my property.
Yeah.
With that, I am out. See you guys later.
All right. See you guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.